Welcome back. It is the 5x5 podcast. My name is David. And yeah, y'all know that I'm not going to be on here exactly when I say I'm going to be on here. It's going to be a few minutes late. I thought I was doing good because I pushed back the time tonight until 11:30. 11 o'clock instead of 10:30. But I'm here. You know, I tell you guys all the time about my work schedule and stuff like that, and how busy I've been. And this time of night, I just get really, really not nervous. Well, maybe a little nervous because I have lost some staff. And so the probability of me having to go in the middle of the night is a little greater. So I don't want to do that, but you know, if it happens, it happens. It comes with the gig and I should be happy with it, but I really don't want to. I really don't want to, but like I said, I'm here. I hope you guys are doing well. Thank you guys, each and every one of you who check out the show whenever, wherever, however you guys check out the show, whether here on Spreaker.com during our live broadcast, or if you download it or listen to it later on iTunes or Stitcher or Overcast or all those great podcast streaming services. Thank you. I haven't been able to listen to a lot here lately because, you know, like the last 2 weeks have been really, really work weeks have been difficult. But I know I talk about my job all the time, and I know you guys probably get sick of that. But hey, I can say whatever I want. Not too bad of a day today. I'm just a little tired. You know, some places feel as though they have to meet to death. And there's meeting after meeting after meeting after meeting after meeting. I'm like, send me an email. You know, send me an email. Put me out of my misery. Because, you know, I don't have time to be running all over the place. Plus, I need to get a new car at some point. You know, it won't be a new car. I'm not that stupid, but it'll be, you know, a car that's new for me. And I have my eye on two that I'm going hopefully to go check out in the morning. But here's the thing, I have to, well, not that I have to, because I'm crazy. I have to clean my car out, you know, because I'm going to trade it in, even though I don't want to. And I thought about it today and I'm like, I'm going to be really sad when I don't have my car anymore, because, you know, I love my car. You know, I bought the car when I lived in Georgia, and it's been a really, really good car. And I was telling somebody the other day, I haven't had one day where that car out of the last, God, 8 years, 9 years now, I haven't had one. I've had that car for a long time, 9 years. There hasn't been one time where I was down. You know, there have been times I thought I wasn't going to be able to drive it. Even getting back from Georgia to Indiana multiple times. And then, you know, working and, you know, stuff. And it's never broken down on me. You know, knock on this veneer. Because it's not wood. Well, veneer is wood, but you guys don't care about that. So, you know, the whole thing is I'm attached to my car. You know, I love my car. You know, I didn't trade it in before it was paid off or anything. I paid my car off. And, you know, you get to that zone to where, ooh, I don't have have-to money anymore. You know what have-to money is? I have to pay this out. You know, it's already spent before you get your paycheck. So I don't have that have-to money went away. And, you know, you get there's some comfort there when you don't have a car note. And I'm like, eh, that's another thing. I don't like that. So the new car, I'm kind of in my head, and you know, I'm like, okay, I'll get it paid. I'll pay it off in a couple of years. You know, save on interest, and then that whole, you know, bill looming over your head, because you know things are not certain. Anything can happen. I think that's another fear. Anything can happen, and you know, you might have that job that's able for you to afford a certain type of thing. And then I also said, well, dang, that's going to cut into my cash, you know, to where, you know, 'cause, you know, I like going to the little conventions and stuff and travel. I want to travel a little bit more this summer. And I'm like, oh, it's going to cut into that a little bit, you know, with this car note. So I'm looking at myself a 2-year time frame to pay it off. I had to work some more, you know. You know, although I'm salary, I can work and make additional money through my company. But so I'm going to have to do that, you know, at least 16 hours a week. That's all. That's about all I can give at this point. And I'll get it done. But I'm like, oh, then the insurance goes up and, you know, all that kind of nonsense. But it's time, and I'm going to miss my car. And I'm thinking, like, my last car that I had, I took... I took pieces off of it when I traded it in so I could keep it with me. And I still have it. It's in the trunk of my new car, my old new car. And I'm like, because I want to keep it. Like, this car has been through a lot with me, and it's important to me. Isn't that silly? Isn't that the silliest thing you ever heard? So I don't know. And so that's my fear, because I know if I go, once I get to the car lot, that's it. That's it. It'll be a done deal. Like I said, I know where I'm going. I'm probably going in the morning. I know which ones I'm going to look at and test drive, and then make an offer. And then I'll say goodbye to Goldilocks, which my car, I have a golden Monte Carlo right now, and I'm like, I have to say goodbye. So I'll probably cry. You heard it first here. I will cry over my car, because it's been with me for a long time. But I'm not going to say that anymore. but tonight, we have a few things to go over. I'm not going to keep you guys very long, because I'm tired, and I know you guys are tired, and you may not be tired. I just know I am. And the reason why I'm probably going to look for a car tomorrow, or look at the car that I want tomorrow, is because I don't have anything but one meeting tomorrow. I do have to run to the office for a little bit, but that's, you know, that's not a major issue. But yeah, see, now I'm thinking about, but the thing is, I don't want to go through it. I don't, not even go through it. I don't want to go deal with it. I just... And it says that I've lost my signal. Hope I get you guys back, because it said I lost my signal for a second there. So I don't know what that means, but I'm still here if you guys are listening. So sometimes it gets like this here on Spreaker, and I don't really understand how that all works, because it's definitely going down. But you guys, you know, if you guys can hear me, you know, let me know. But I don't think we have anybody in chat room tonight, because I waited, you know, to the last minute to share with you guys that I was going to be on tonight. But, and it doesn't matter, because we're going to take a break, and when we come back, we're going to talk about that principal down in Georgia, you know, and then I won't say what I have to say. I'll say it later. The principal down in Georgia who seems to think that she can say just anything she wants to with no repercussions. And then also, it's about my job. It's about people calling off from work. So we're going to talk about their ass. I would maybe gossip a little bit more, talk about a little bit more. There's some new, all the shows are coming to an end. So I'm having anxiety about those. But, you know, it'll be fine. We'll get that in and a little bit more when we come back. It's the 5x5 Podcast. My name is David. We'll be right back.
Types of issues. So why is so different when it comes to me?
When it comes to me,
how many more times can I believe before I let go of the fantasy? 'Cause it's so damn real to me. When you're so close to me,
close to me.
When you make love to me, I'm tired of the hurt. Got the house.
Been so caught up here all this time.
While inside,
I've been slowly
dying.
I don't feel like
you've been trying.
Can't you see we're so divided?
Tracy Braxton, baby. Her album really didn't blow up, but I thought that was a good song. And the cuts on the album, I just think how she sings, this is just my opinion, is I don't think she's confident, you know, in her ability. Just go out there and scream. That's what the rest of the bitches do. Just go out there and scream it, you know. It'll work out. Welcome back. This is the 5x5 Podcast. My name is David. Thank you guys for joining me. I think Miss Ash is in the chat room. Haven't seen you in a while. Where have you been? Miss Ash, I guess it's Ashtan now. How are you doing? Long time. Friend of the show. Thank you. I haven't seen you in a while. I'm glad to see you. I'm still doing the same old stuff. Talking shit at 11 o'clock at night. But have you guys been watching the season finales of all these shows? You know, yesterday was the season finale of Marvel's Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. Spoiler, Coulson lost his hand. You know, now the big Inhumans Well, you know, in the comic books, how you be, and partly in the show as well, how you became an Inhuman was through the Terrigen mist from the Terrigen crystals, and then you was transformed into a superpowered being. Well, you know, that's how Reyna and Sky received their powers. But at the very end, when they spent a lot of money, they made a movie. It was almost better than Avengers: Age of Ultron. Don't get me started. But when she knocks the if you haven't seen it, Sky uses her ability, Daisy Johnson, to seismic ability to knock the Quinjus into the ocean that had the crystals that they were going to affect the world with, and it's in the water. So I guess the fish were eating the flesh was being absorbed the Terrigen substance or whatever it is, and which I thought was kind of corny. It's in the fish oil now, so we're gonna get, this is how the Inhumans are gonna come into the MCU out of this one little incident from Marvel's Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. television show. So I thought that was pretty cool. So we get to see what they're up to next year. Miss Ashton said, "Ain't nothing wrong with some good old shit talking." I know that's right, girl. at least you do it publicly. That's right. I don't. I normally say what I have to say and keep it moving, you know. So that was cool. And then next week, I think, no, tonight, I didn't get to see it. I'm going to watch it here in a little bit, was the season finale of Arrow. I caught the very end of it, which was really interesting. So I don't know what happened there. And then yesterday was the episode before the season finale of Flash, which was really, really good. What else ended? I think the Vampire Diaries is coming to an end. So all these shows are wrapping up for the summer hiatus. And then, of course, they'll all come back in the fall and they're bringing friends. Supergirl is out. If you go to the 5x5 Facebook page, facebook.com/the5x5. If you haven't followed the page, follow it now. I have the video of the most recent CBS Supergirl trailer for the new, it's like 6 or 7 minutes long. So check that out. I hope this is more from the pilot. I'm not convinced of her ability, this chick, whoever she is. I'm waiting for Jessica Jones on Netflix, right? It kind of looks a really Helen Slater-ish. Which maybe that could be the way they was kind of, I don't know. And then Jimmy Olsen's black, y'all. I know y'all gonna get mad. Y'all tired of them tearing all the white people black on the television shows. He's black. He's a Negro. African Bambaataa. Yes, he is. Yes, he is. Really is. And so that's all going to be in the new Supergirl show coming out in the fall. So that will be fun there. So I'm running out things to watch, which is good because I was behind on everything. Anyhow, they showed all the shows are getting canceled. They're canceling the following's getting canceled. Next season is the last year for American Idol. That should have been gone 10 seasons ago. But the following's being canceled. There are some shows that are getting new life through, like the Mindy Project. If it gets canceled, it's going to Hulu. And I think the Mindy Project is a lot more funnier now than New Girl. Who knew? But I don't know. So those are my kind of entertainment stuff. Not really much. Just kind of stuff I want to talk about. But, you know, I always talk about my job. And I talk about some of the people that work for me. You know, I don't understand grown people who don't want to work. And that's, you know, that's across the board, not just people who work for me and just don't want to come to work. You know, maybe they hit the lottery and they just need a little supplement, just need to supplement their income. That's fine. But don't be wasting my time. And I have a friend and he doesn't work. He's always, I'm not even going to go there. I'm not going to go there because, yeah, I'm just not going to go there. But people need to go to work. If you're grown and you're able-bodied and there's nothing really wrong with you, get a job. Get a job. You know, and I feel sorry. There's been so many things, you know, from the past Baltimore incident about the young man who was had a spine broke. I can't think of the name right now. And everything you absolutely have a right to be mad and be upset. Not so mad to tear up your own neighborhood. But I get it. I get the hurt. I get the pain. And people vent in different ways. And then there's also people there. That's in the midst of everything. That's not really doesn't really have your best interest in mind. You know, their only existence is to cause chaos and feed off all that negativity. But with the flip side being said, and I was having a conversation with a young lady the other day, and she was upset because she's her baby daddy don't want to work. And, but she's so in love with him and, you know, and she wants her children to have a father. You know, you want you probably need to want your children to have a role model, because running the streets and sitting on porches all day, drinking whatever you're drinking, you know, rolling and smoking the blunts doesn't come with a 401k and it doesn't come with insurance. So, you know, I think you have to be more responsible. And, you know, I can only speak to what I know, because I know it's just not my race. But since I am black, I can speak to that because I live in the black community. I've always lived in a black community, inner cities. You know, we have to be mindful. You know, the other night I had to go to work, and it was like almost 12 o'clock, and I'm driving. And then there's two or three guys walking in the middle of the street, which I still don't understand to this day. What is the purpose of walking in the street? I don't get it. And but the kids have been no more than fifth, sixth grade, maybe seventh grade, you know. But where are you going? You know, I'm going to work at 12. Why are you out? And this is on school night. You know, and I just don't get it. You know, we have so many parents that are not responsible. We need to start, you know, mentoring these young black men, you know, so that they know there's something better out there than wanting to get a rap career. Somebody here recently was killed over a local rap battle or something. Why? Well, I don't get in. So people are like, oh, that's because you want to be white and you talk white and all this stuff. No, I'm responsible. My parents raised me with a lot of integrity and a lot of pride, you know, and they always, my parents expect, you know, and I'm real grown. But anything that I do in my personal life that would cause not even shame or make people think, oh, he wasn't raised right, that affects me. So I'm always going to carry myself in a manner that reflects positively on my parents. You know, not that I'm trying to get their approval or anything. I want that, you know, for my parents and for myself. And I just think some of these, hey, Mandy, who's Mandy? Hey, Mandy. People are lazy, Mandy. And I just don't get it. I don't get it. And to see some of these young boys, I'm like, wow. You know, because before you get mad talking about, and I know there's bad police out there, and I know they've been doing a lot of stuff, but that didn't just start. You know, that's been around for a minute. You know, I've been harassed, even though I think I'm an upstanding, hardworking, tax-paying individual. You know, I've been harassed by the police, so I know it exists. I'm not going to take that away. But you need to focus. How about you start marching the streets and get some of these drug dealers out of your neighborhood? How about that? That's poisoning your community by selling the poison to the members of your community. How about doing that? You know, I don't see anybody getting mad over that. You know, that kills me, and I hate the hypocrisy of it all. And it's like, y'all gonna get mad over this. This person really wasn't an upstanding individual. Nobody deserves to die, so I'm not saying that. But you're gonna put them like he represents me. Yeah, he represents me in color. He doesn't represent my values, you know. But, you know, I'm part of this community, so I have to embrace all of us. But that doesn't mean I can't point out, hey, you were not doing this right. You're not doing this right. You need to get your shit together. But then again, you're made to be an outcast because, oh, you're siding with the white folks. No, I'm not siding with nobody. I'm always going to side on the side of right. You know, and people get mad at them, and people, you know, and I struggle with it sometimes. I'm like, okay, am I too far on the other side of this? Because I definitely can relate, and I can see, and I can understand, you know, the turmoil, the frustration, you know, that comes along with being a black man in 2015, because it hasn't gotten any better. If anything, it's gotten worse. But, you know, we need to uplift our situation, you know, and you can't always pull the race card, you know, although I have a full deck that I could use at times, but sometimes you got like, okay, you know, bump that. I'm not about that life, but I'm going to have to show you, I can show you better than I can tell you, because no amount of burning down buildings, no amount of fighting the police, no amount of marching is going to change someone's perception of me. If the base problem in our communities is not washed away. And I think that's a lot of people. We'll turn a blind eye to that because maybe cousin, uncle, and Junebug is buying from the dope man. And oh, but he's okay. No, he's not okay. Because if you're not part of the solution, you are definitely part of the problem. And I'm going to get off that soapbox. Mandy says, people are lazy as hell, and you have a lot of parents who condone that laziness and don't give a shit. Therefore, their children become lazy, and that's sad. So much wasted potential because people put the responsibility on others and demand reaping the benefits. Abso-freaking-lutely. You know, I see friends that I've grown up with that are in that same generational poverty. You know, and sometimes you can't get out of your situation, but you should want to have more for yourself in that respect. And so, you know, what do you do? What do you do? Well, we're going to take a quick break again because I talked too long about that. And we'll come back because I just got a work phone call. Well, and I'm sure it's somebody trying to call off work. So I'm going to have to go off on them for a minute. But when we come back, we're going to talk about people calling off from work and Mandy and Ash, you can tell me what's your best excuse to call off work. I have a few to share myself. Here's the 5x5 podcast. My name is David. We'll be right back.
Somebody said every day sunny skies, only mom and dad in lingerie. I guess somebody lied. Started discussing it to fight it, then don't touch me, please. Then it's let's stop the madness, just come lay with me. Truth be told, I'm waving my flag before it goes bad, yeah.
I wanna
guess we're having a Toni Braxton sister type of night. That was Tamar Braxton, one of my favorite Braxtons, with Love and War. Big song for her. She hadn't had any more, but at least she had that one, so she's not she's the second successful Braxton sister. You know, they have their own television show, and this year is supposed to be Out of Control. Comes back on, I think it's Oxygen on May the 21st. Welcome back. It is the 5x5 podcast. My name is David. Thank you guys for checking me out. If you want to send me a tweet, you can tweet me at the 5x5 on Twitter. The fives are numeric, or check me out on the blog, the 5x5.blogspot.com, and I already gave you the Facebook page, the 5x5, completely spelled out. And you give me any kind of comments about this show, any other show, about what I'm wearing, even though y'all don't know what I'm wearing. but do that. It's fine. like, that was somebody calling in. but it was over something stupid, you know, and that's another thing. Like, I'm 24/7 at my job, Sunday through Saturday, 24/7. Contractually, if I don't answer my phone, my work phone, I have to call back within 15 minutes or have a good excuse. Not that anybody rapped me out. It was just, if people kept on calling, I was like, well, David's not answering his phone. We're trying to get a hold of him. That could be a problem. But, you know, I normally answer my phone. But when you're calling me what time is it? 11:30 at night, trying to tattle on somebody, do your own damn job, especially when you're the one doing all the calling in, you know? So, girls, what have you used to call off work? You know, and I need a good excuse. I know one time, which it was, but I don't lie. You know, we all have our sick voice. We call in, you know, we'll be like, okay, I need to make it good. And so sometimes we overkill it. You know, we go for the Emmy instead of the People's Choice Award. And so we're like, oh, I'm so sick. And you know, the little sick voice that you use. And I don't know if I'm coming to work today. My throat's hurting. I'm throwing up. And so I'm like, but I've done it in the past, but I'm a little bit better at it, I think, than some people, you know, because I got to the point where I got to be a certain age. I'm like, all this pretending, hey, I ain't gonna be able to come in to work today. I ain't feeling all that great. You know, I'm in the bathroom. That's all you need to know. Goodbye. You know, hang up the phone. So I've used that. I know one time before I shaved my head. Now, before I was just I was using a little blades. I was using the razor blades on my head, and then I got a dull razor blade and I had sliced open the top of my head. I know that's gross. Ugh, yuck, right? And so I was bleeding, you know, it wasn't bad, but it was enough to, you know, it just kind of knocked me off my game for that day. And I'm like, I'm not going in with this thing on my head, this blood shooting everywhere. I'm not doing it. So I didn't go in. And there's been times I haven't been sick, and I was like, no, I ain't coming in. I don't want to go today, you know, but, I did have someone call in to me before, and what they said to me is like, oh, I can't come in because somebody's trying to kill themselves. But they use this excuse three times. I'm like, well, if they haven't killed themselves on this third time, then they probably ain't going to do it. And you need to go on and go to work, you know. And so yesterday, WWE was in town. And I totally forgot because, you know, I used to watch a lot of wrestling. And so they were in town. I knew they were in town. So a person had called. They're like, yeah, I think I have a virus. And I was like, well, have you been to the doctor? Well, I got a fever. I'm like, boy, don't you think? Because I knew this person liked WWE. And I'm like, I know the WWE's in town. Stop playing games, you know. And so, but I got somebody, being the good supervisor that I am, I got somebody to cover the shift. But it was like, stop playing games with me, because honestly, all I'm hearing is this.
Mike, were you really sick this week? What was the problem?
I broke my back.
What do you mean by that? You broke
my back is broken.
What, a vertebrae or
well,
a portion?
Spinal.
See, just like that. You might as well call me and tell me you broke your back after I've seen you run the marathon, because I don't believe you. I don't believe you if you're calling in sick. I think it's the most ridiculous shit I've ever heard in my life. I knew where you went. You know, stop playing games with me, because I think it's pointless. It's pointless and it's not funny. It's not cute. And it's just, I don't know. I've always been the kind, I don't miss a lot of work. Well, now, which is easier now because, you know, I kind of make my own schedule. There's things that I have to do, but a lot of times I can work from home. And, but then there's things I have to do, you know, in the field, as we call it. But then I can kind of schedule things around. Like tomorrow, I don't have a meeting till 1 o'clock. I don't have anything else to do. But after my meeting, because I'll be on that side of town, I have something to do in the field. So I'm going to do that. And then I'm going to run to another part of town and do that. And then I'll be done. You know, I'm like, ugh. You know, I just don't want to, I hate going, the meetings are what get on my damn nerves. You know, you can only meet so damn much to where they just get on your nerves. I mean, it's just too much, and I don't know. It's just one of those things. So, you know, email me. You know, on our blog, the 5x5 blog, there is a call-in feature on that. So if you go to the blog, the 5x5.blogspot.com, and click, and I think it says it's on the right hand side, you click it, it'll take you to a recording page, and I will get that recording and I will play it on next week's podcast. So I want you guys to go leave me a voicemail, and don't be cute with it, because I will call your ass out. Tell me your best call in. Well, call off from work. And I'll play it on next week's podcast for all the people to hear. But yeah, don't. If you work for me, trust and believe, I'm not going to believe you're ever sick. I'm not going to believe it. And I'm going to talk about your ass after you hang up the phone. Believe that.
Candlelit, fantasizing. I feel your lips, your tender kisses, just ooh, ooh, ooh. What am I gonna do?
Yes, it really is. It really is a Braxton Family Values night, right? Because I am playing the hell out of some Braxtons. That's the last song for the night, by the way. Welcome back. It's the 5x5 podcast. Yeah, that was Toni Braxton with I Love You. She had actually turned that song into a slower song on like her concerts. And that's when I liked that song. So I found this one. And all the songs you heard on the 5x5 podcast night can be available, are available for purchase on iTunes because I bought them. And I did buy all those. I don't want no let cease and desist letters come into my dough. You know, don't be doing that. What's this new thing called Dub Smash? I'm not going to do it because I'm not ready for my close up. But there's this thing that's called Dub Smash that people do these little six or 10 second videos, I guess. And they're lip syncing to whatever, and they're doing their version of it, and they're just kind of blowing up. I try to find the page to do it. I don't know if it's an app. I don't know. Just let me know because I don't know. But everybody's doing it, and they're all over the place. And I'm like, are you kidding me? Everybody's doing this. My friends from Thought Bubbles, Elaine, she's doing them, and they're actually really funny. You know, she needs to put them on YouTube because they're pretty funny. I would never do it. You know, sometimes I don't know. I think my level of cool is a lot higher in my head than it is in reality. But I'm gonna go with perception versus reality, right? you know what they did, and I don't know if I talked about it last week or not, I was all ready and said, and y'all can believe it if y'all want to, I was all ready to stop drinking soda, because I was like, okay, I'm doing way too much with all these pops, all this sugar, all these wasted calories, just like a damn balloon blowing up, right? And I'm like, okay, I'm going to stop. I'm done. I'm not going to have another extra soda. I'm not going to do it. Remember at one point I was drinking, and they wouldn't give me a sponsorship, so that's why I stopped drinking them. No, not really. I never asked. What's it called? That's right here. I got one right here. The sparkling ice water, which is really, really good. The cherry limeade, which is really, 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 really good. I had bought several of those, and I'm done with soft drinks for a while because I was getting headaches, and you know, I wasn't feeling right. I'm like, you know, I have diabetes runs in my family, and I'm like, I'm not doing myself any favors, so just stop it. But so I'm going to the store, and I'm, you know, at the little convenience store. When I was getting that gas station pizza, I had to leave that alone too because that was causing some problems in my life. You know, it's just like that gas station pizza, Casey's, Chuckles, whatever. I think it's Casey's. It was causing too many problems in my life because I would, in the course of my workday, I would make sure I would end up close to one of those Casey's so I could run there and get that gas station pizza. So I had to stop, but it's off the chain, but I'm going to leave it alone. But anyhow, one day getting the gas station pizza, I need to get me some to drink, you know, and I'm looking, you know, in the thing to see if they have any sparkling ice water. Yeah, right. But I was. And all of a sudden, like a beacon, you know, to me, there was Mountain Dew Baja Blast. I know I talked about this before, but there it was, Baja Blast. It was, you know how, you know, those commercials, whatever you see on TV, and there's that kind of angelic music or that surprise music that comes on. I had one of those moments because Baja Blast is hands down. I used to be a Fanta fanatic, huh? I used to be do the Fanta. I used to do that. But anytime I went to Taco Bell, I've never had any other in several years, even more, probably in the last, God, I was drinking when I lived in Atlanta. That fateful day I ordered, when you go to Taco Bell, it was the only place I sold it, was the Baja Blast Mountain Dew. That was the only place you could get it, you know, for years. And then last year, They were like, you know, limited time, we're bringing the Baja Blast in bottles. Baby, when I lost my mind last year, that was one thing. But this year, because I think, okay, they're not going to do it again. That somehow they have a contract with Taco Bell and they did it for, you know, for whatever reason. When I tell you, this, when I was getting the gas station pizza, and I go down the little aisle, and that Baja Blast Mountain Dew said, Quiero Taco Bell, David. I spun around, and there he was. I'm like, baby, there you are. No, it was a moment. It really was a moment. And then right next to it, they had a Sangrita Blast Mountain Dew. Now, it's not as good as the Baja Blast, but it is good. And but the Baja Blast is still the best. It's hands down the best soda ever created. You know, all the I think it's even better than McDonald's Coke. You know, a couple weeks ago I told you about how they the McDonald's Coke tastes different than bottle Coke or Coke you get at another fountain drink place or whatever. Baja Blast is I can drink it all day, and it's not a good thing. So I'm gonna try to go back on the water so I can leave this Baja Blast alone, or I'm gonna be given, and you know, no shade to the diabetics, I don't want to give myself shots. You know, I ain't trying to do all that. You know, I ain't built that way. But that's, I've been trying. I'm just like crack. I mean, it's just too much. And so I have, I'm trying to avoid them, but it didn't happen. I did get some pops this week. My friend Chris from the Thought Bubbles podcast, he called Elaine, and Elaine texted me, and then he had some saved. They have all the Flash pops, and then this week the ones he saved for me were the Arrow on Sunday, the Arrow pops. So I got the Oliver Queen, which was Unmasked Arrow, then the Arrow, and then Deathstroke. Only ones I really need now that I want is the Unmasked Deathstroke, because I will run into Manu Bennett, and I want him to sign it. Hopefully in August, I will be attending Wizard World Chicago. That'll be my big con for the year. You know, last year I did Nashville. Chicago's going to be really, really big this year. And Stephen Amell is supposed to be there. And that will be right before the fall season of Arrow and all that stuff starts again. So maybe we'll get a sneak peek into something. But so I want a picture with Stephen Amell, and I want him to sign my Arrow pops. And of course, I want, if my new business is going to be there. A lot of people are going to be there at the Chicago one. But next weekend, on Saturday, the family and I, we're going to St. Louis for a day to do Wizard World. We're going to do the Arch because my nephew, who will be 13, he's never been. So we're going to take him there during the morning, and then afternoon we're going to head over to the con, just hang out for a day and see what's going on. And it was going to be like a weekend thing, but I can't get off work. I'm sneaking out of town. Because I can't have, when you on call 24/7, you're on call 24/7. So I have to make sure all my shit's tight next Saturday so I can sneak out of town for a day. So it can happen. It can happen. True story. It can happen. But I did get the pop. So, they do have, if you guys go to Hot Topic, oh, the Black Suit Storm. I didn't know it existed. It's a Hot Topic exclusive. I didn't know they still had it. Well, I didn't know they had it at all. I had the white one with a white suit, but this was the Black Suit Storm. So I have both of those now. I have like 1, 2, 4 arrows, you know, which that includes the reverse flash, 4 flash, which includes the reverse flash. And then I'll get the Diggle arrow and Black Canary, which my store didn't have. So, you know, I'm still addicted to that. And today was New Comic Book Day. Haven't got to read any of them, so I'll probably read those at some point tomorrow. But have you guys heard about this principal in Stone Mountain, Georgia. If you haven't been to Stone Mountain, Georgia, and been to Stone Mountain, if you happen to be in the area, that is a sight to take in. In Stone Mountain, Georgia, there was the school is a TNT, some kind of specialized high school for kids who are homeschooled, or I forget how the words they exactly use. It's for kids who are homeschooled or learn at their own pace type of deal. And so they had their commencement ceremonies, and the principal lost her damn mind during the graduation ceremony. And she kind of went off and then made a racist statement. You know, our race in America, our race problem in America has reached a pinnacle to where we're ready to have a race war. And I'm not saying that to incite the masses, but we're ready to have a race war. You know, I'm cool with people if they cool with me. You know, I have a very diverse friendship. I have a very diverse friends and ethnically diverse friends. And I just think people who are easily led to, so I think saying that for me, even me saying that's dangerous, but everything, and maybe the media is half part of the problem. Everything you see on television, and you know, it's always, the us against them, which again, I get it. You know, it's not like it's not there. But this lady just kind of summed up, you know, the feeling in 2015 with how white America, some, you know, views black America. And then I'm going to let you listen to this audio clip and listen to what she says, and you can tell me what you think about it. And I'm sure if you guys haven't heard it, this is from the graduation ceremony when the principal and owner, by the way, of this particular institution was trying to get control of a situation that she had lost control of.
Especially that goober that was coming through with his little thing. That was so rude. Where are you, you little coward? Come on back up here, let's talk.
Y'all getting this on video safe?
Yes.
Okay, cool. Wait outside. I don't want to see what's going to happen next time.
Now see, you know, she said that, really. She called all you Negroes out. She said, look who's leaving, all the black folks. No, I'm being funny. No, that was the most out of order thing I've ever seen. Well, not ever seen. I've seen a lot of out of order things, but for an educator who's, you know, trusted with being biased toward our children, and teaching them, you know, and that's why I say this all the time. The KKK are people of that persuasion. I'm not saying white people, people who think like them. You know, they don't wear white sheets anymore. You know, they wear business suits. They wear, they're clergymen. You know, they work in your restaurants. You know, and unfortunately, they work in your schools. Now, she's saying she's not a racist, you know. And a lot of times, I think we sometimes we throw races around a little too easily. You know, I think people make bad choices, you know, and that might be how they're feeling on a particular day. It doesn't necessarily make them a racist. You know, do you have some racial biases? Absolutely. But I don't think necessarily that makes you a racist. But I think this lady, you know, and I don't want you educating my children or any children at all. If that's so easily, she was, the devil was in her mouth and he came out that day. And the guy, well, I'll let y'all hear the apology in a second. This happened about a high school graduation ceremony in Stone Mountain, Georgia, and it ended prematurely after the valedictorian speech was accidentally skipped. As people began heading to their cars, Nancy Gorduke, that's the principal's name, approached the podium and attempted to keep them inside. "You people are being so rude to not listen to the speech. It was my fault that we missed it in the program. Look who's leaving, all the black people," and you guys just heard that. She said, "It was a terrible mistake on my part of the graduation ceremony on Friday night. The devil was in the house and came out from my mouth." You know, y'all gonna get enough of blaming shit on the devil when that's you. You know, the devil ain't did all that. That's you doing all that. She's like, she deeply apologizes for her racist comment and hope that forget that there is forgiveness in your heart. She also says, "My side is I'm not racist. I didn't know black people was a racist term. Come on, girl." "I didn't say the N-word or anything like that because that's not in my vocabulary." Yes, it is. All I saw were black people getting up and leaving. And I said, "Oh, look who's leaving, all the black people." So I made a statement. It wasn't a racist remark. Anybody that knows me knows my heart is with these kids. I don't necessarily, you know, hashtag backpedal, because I don't know if that's necessarily how you feel. You know, that's what your mouth is saying, because now you're trying to save face or even save your job at this point. Even though you're the owner, you know, people will start pulling. There's some kids that will not be going back to the school, I'm sure, because they have to pay tuition to go here. To go to this particular high school. And I just think it's just totally inappropriate that you would even. My thing is, you said what you said. Okay, I said it. I'm apologizing for it. To me, where the offense comes in is when, the biggest part, I didn't know black people was a racist term. I didn't say the N-word or anything like that because that's not in my vocabulary. That's like saying, "I'm sorry, but," you know, or saying, "I'm sorry if you feel that way." That's not really an apology. You know, it's the principle, you know, behind it. You know, that's why I named this episode, the 5x5 Podcast Tonight, a principle apology. You know, do you apologize on principle or do you apologize because you mean it? You know, and then and this is one of those things, it's like, yeah, I don't think that was sincere, especially when you had a night to digest the ignorance that came out of your mouth. And then you try to justify by saying, your actions and words will show whether you're the type of person that your mouth says you are, you know? And so unfortunately, you know, she probably has a lot of, a long road to go before this is forgotten, you know, 'cause girl, you do live in Georgia and Stone Mountain is very brown. So they're not going to let you live it down. But here was the apology that she gave to Channel 4 or Channel 7 News there in Atlanta, Georgia.
"It was not a statement of racism. It was just my frustration. I'm sorry it happened. So sorry, but God has forgiven me. And we'll just go forward from there."
Girl, bye. You know, we're not trying to hear all that. You know, take that on somewhere. Okay, you're not racist. We're going to stick with that. Anyhow, I hope you guys aren't racist, and I hope you guys like me. I'm not racist. Wish people would think that I am, but I'm not. You know, but again, my actions show that I'm not racist. I don't have to say it, you know, because that would never be in question. But to me, I don't think black people can be racist, but that's a story for another time. Thank you guys for listening. We're going to go ahead and wrap up for the night. See, these little quick hit-run shows aren't too bad. I like them. Thanks for Ash and Mandy for joining me in the chat room. Don't forget, we'll be back here next Wednesday at, dare we say it, 10:30. You guys have a great week. Have a great weekend. And we'll see you next time. Good night.